702.
WhatsApp Bongani on
072-702-1702.
Bongani, regarding the whistleblower, I think 10% in this situation is a little bit too much, because obviously it's 160 million. But this is up to the Eskom to decide. I mean, 0.5%, if my maths is right, is 8 million. There's nothing wrong with that as a compensation. Thanks, Duncan.
Well, whatever Eskom does, it's got to be legal. And there's no framework that I can think of that allows them to do this. So I think, as Bianca Goodson was suggesting a little earlier on, I think it's up to the legislators. It's up to those who lead our government to try and think long and hard about how we can help those who come forward. Because without whistleblowers, without people giving us, for example, the Gupta leaks, we wouldn't know what we know. We might still have those who are stealing from us doing the same things that they were doing all those years, getting away with it without any consequence. And importantly, without these disclosures, some of this money could not have been clawed back. So could you make an argument that the money was going to be lost anyway, and that a part of it is worth at least giving to the ones who come forward and risk their lives and livelihoods to do so? What's your view? 011-883-0702. We're discussing a number of issues this morning. BEE fronting, whistleblowers. And I want to hear from Nigerians in South Africa, and any South Africans, of course, concerned about what is happening in Nigeria.
702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, let's join Kabazela now. A very good morning to you, Kabazela. Let's start with your first story.
Good morning, Bailey.
About a drive-through incident.
Yeah, this is quite a funny incident that took place at a KFC drive-through.
Yeah.
And I'm sure 100% it's a prank, right? Happens is a woman is in her car and she's driving and she pulls up to the window where you get your order, right?
Yeah.
And now somebody in the passenger seat is filming the incident, which makes me believe this is a complete setup, because why on earth would you be filming yourself collecting your KFC, right?
Right.
So the woman, the lady in the KFC comes to the window and she says, "Hello, ma'am, here's your Streetwise 2. And as she extends her hand out with the package to give it to the driver, boom, this guy comes running down the drive-thru, grabs the package and just bolts the opposite way. And the poor cashier who was giving the food, she just gets a heck of a fright and just says, "Oh, Jesus." And then the video ends. And the video has gone viral for obvious reasons, because it's a funny incident to see. But
yeah,
I'm absolutely sure it's a setup one by a prankster. But very funny to see nonetheless.
I don't know. I think when they're set up, they usually don't, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I don't have a big, strong sense of humor. I just don't find them as funny when you can clearly see that they've been set up. All right. Now, tell me about a cat that's learned a new trick.
Yeah, this is a story that's gone viral. So this boyfriend and girlfriend couple had started noticing that their cat, for some reason, started turning on the tap in their bathroom. Okay, I don't know why the cat would want to do such an such a thing, but they started seeing this, and it happened more and more and more. And then the cat started pushing the plug down. And while
we lost
the
you there for
running,
a second, hold on. We lost you for a second. The cat started doing what down?
So the cat then also started learning to push the plug down. So that would obviously trap the water. And they started thinking, oh, this is not a very good thing to discover that our cat is doing. So anyway, they took a couple of videos of the cat doing this. And then they decided, well, when they leave the house, they should rather close the bathroom doors just in case the cat goes and does this and they're out and about. So
right.
One day the lady of the house decided to leave and she forgot to close the bathroom door.
Oh.
And she came home, and when she walked into the house, she discovered that the whole lounge floor was completely flooded and there was water dripping from the ceiling above. And what was that thanks to? It was thank you to the cat who did his incident again. And, you know, she came home to an absolute disaster. So really strange thing that the cat did there. But, yeah, not a very nice thing to come home to. And I suppose we could ask the question this morning. Have you come home and discovered that your beloved pet, your little bundle of fluffy joy, has done something that has turned the garden or the inside of the house upside down? And you've come home to a very unpleasant surprise.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm a dog person. But let's put it out there. I mean, even dogs. Yeah, I mean, mine has started eating the couch. It's absolutely horrible. What if you come home to find your pet? Have you come home to find your pet has done something very, very naughty whilst you're away? We'll take some fun calls on that. And then tell me lastly about a bus driver and a grade 10 learner. Now, why have they gone viral?
Yeah, this is just an absolute idiotic incident. So it's a school called the Moshesh Agricultural Secondary School, and they get the kids in the school get transported via bus every day. And the bus driver decided, well, he wanted to take a bit of a break and drink his quart beer, and decided to ask one of the pupils to drive the bus. And one of the other pupils filmed this whole incident. And there is this grade 10 pupil. She's sitting in the driver's seat, driving this bus at, you know, a pretty decent speed. And the bus driver standing next to her, thinking this is the best thing he's ever seen, sipping on his beer and having a good time. Well, sorry for him, that video has gone viral and the education department has seen it. They've suspended this company from all contracts that they have with the Department of Transport.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, you know, clearly the little girl can drive, but she doesn't have a license. There you have a bus driver drinking beer whilst it's taking place.
Jeepers.
So completely irresponsible. And yeah, I mean, that could have been a nasty incident, and thank goodness it wasn't. But at least at the end of the day, the company has been suspended from all contracts with the department.
All right, we'll take your calls. 011-883-0702. Pet stories. You came home and there was destruction everywhere. We love them, our pets, do we not? But they can be destructive little cretins. What have you found? 011-883-0702.